as, you know, she's, you know, I first got her last year, she was one of the first ones I noticed, you know, tireless worker, do anything for the program. So we're going to miss her in that sense, but this is an opportunity that she wants, so you got to be excited for that, and we are.
So what's this mean? I mean, you're down two people in the recruiting department, so how does that handle it now, and what's kind of your timeline against somebody else?
I mean, you have to kind of, well, you know, you have good people, you know, on the staff. You assume when they're young, they're going to move around a little bit, so you always have to have a plan in place in case you lose someone. We have a plan, of course, so we'll just transition into it, you know, as soon as you leave.
Do you have, like, a timeline? Is it after spring football that you find somebody?
No timeline when it's right, you know. She's going to be around a little while longer, so some loose ends we have to tie her up. And as soon as, you know, we can, we'll have somebody else there.
How do you see Steve projecting at the next level with the combine coming up this week?
You say, I'm sorry?
DeWance.
You say, how do I think he projects? You know, pretty biased answer for me.
In terms of, like, how he fits. I don't mean what round he's going to pick. I mean, like, where do you think he's going?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Whatever a team wants him to do. I think he can, of course, be a 4-3 left end, ideally. Can rush, play the run, plays hard. He could be a stand-up 3-4 linebacker, too. So it's kind of the preference. He has skills that are pretty flexible, can play a couple different things. I know that wherever they play him, they're getting a good football player that's going to play hard every down. Say the same thing with Carroll Phillips. Carroll, both of these guys can rush the passer. And they work hard. They're good team players. Chunky Clemens, of course, Chunky's coming off an injury, but, you know, he can play. He can play at a high level the entire time there. And same thing with Hardy Nicholson. You know, he's going to be a smart player with athletic ability. All the guys know this is the biggest job interview they'll ever have in their life, and they'll be ready for it.
The draft Knicks say that Carroll Phillips projects as like a 3-4 outside linebacker, a 4-3 will, but not a 4-3 defensive end. What would you think of that assessment?
That's their assessment. You know, we were in control. We had him at right end. He can rush the passer. So he needs to be in a position to rush the passer. As simple as that. Wherever you play him, I think some guys are more suited to go forward instead of going backwards. I'm talking about rushing as opposed to dropping back into coverage. So whatever they choose to do with him, he'll do it well.
And then my last one for you, Brian Urlacher is going to be the Polar Plunge on Sunday. He's doing this little grilling bratwurst kind of thing. Do you keep in touch with him much?
We haven't talked in a while, but he's never that far away. You know, we text from time to time. Tell me again, I'm trying to comprehend, what did you say he's doing again?
He's going to be at the Polar Plunge in Lake Michigan.
I think I remember that's in the cold water you jump in.
Right.
Exactly what the term says.
I don't think he's doing it, though. He's hosting this party where he's grilling bratwursts. So
he's not going to actually get in the water?
Well, that's a little bit different.
I don't believe so.
Well, I wouldn't say that he's doing that then. He's got a cookout is what he has.
Yeah.
Well, anything that Brian's doing, of course, should be entertaining. I'm sure they'll all have a great time with it.
So how's this practice overall, you know, compared to the others?
I think practice 10 is better than 9, 8, rather than 1. We made progress just late in spring ball. You know, we've seen improvements individually, you know, from quite a few of our guys. Gotten a chance to play. You know, we played a lot of young players last year. Pat Nelson's of the world, you know, that have all taken steps. Griffin Palmer, you know, not playing at all last year. That's what spring's about. Our numbers are down, so we've had a chance. I don't think you can find a player and say, God, I could have just gotten more reps.
Yes.
You know, they
yes.
didn't get a chance to give me a chance. That's not the case. So everybody's had an opportunity to prove what they can do. And now, but, you know, Saturday I think is important too. It's one thing when, you know, faces you see every day, but you go into the stadium, it's a little bit different feel. You put a few fans out there, it's a little bit different then. So anxious to finish it up the right way.
Yeah, and rebuild-wise, it's kind of rare that your second year, you know, 8 seniors and something like 14 juniors, you know, really young team next year. But maybe that gives you the ability to, you know, you're bringing in 25 guys to find places for them and, you know, start that progress. Do you think that's the case?
Well, that's the case. I know we are going to be young, and that can be a good thing, especially when you're new coming in. a certain way we want to do things. The earlier you get guys, the better the transition is. So excited about the classes coming in, but the guys we have here, I mean, we have talent, you know, and yeah, just the second year in the system, you know. Plus, we don't have the names on the helmets,
right?
You know, and so we know so much more about it. Guys know what to expect a lot farther along, which we should be.
And your strength staff has had a year with the guys now, and you know, Griffin Palmer's arms is twice as big as they were a year ago, and you know, and everything else. I'm sure that plays into it as well.
It does. It's neat to see young guys like that come in and they're just football junkies, and we have a plan, of course, to take them where they need to go. They bought into it. Mentioned our strength staff. They've done a great job. You know, another part of what we're doing, why we went as early as we did, now we can get on an off-season program and not have a, you know, break in between. So we're excited about this next phase of the off-season when they get to, you know, now just, you know, bigger, stronger, faster, all that good stuff.
Sure. Yeah, thanks,
guys. You probably already talked about this, like, with the weather. Yeah.